Hi, and welcome back to the Effect Change Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Payne. Today's episode is a continuation of the Build Your House of Wellness series, where I ask each guest to answer the question, how are you building your house of wellness? Your house can be anything, from where you live to your closest relationships and anything in between. There are no right or wrong answers to the question, and I haven't seen the answers ahead of time. There's just one rule, and that's to answer sincerely. Let's get started. So for today's episode, I thought I would actually take my own turn at answering the question, how are you building your house of wellness? A question that I've posed in the past few episodes to guests on my show. And I've been thinking about this question obviously a lot. I've journaled a lot about it, but I realize I actually haven't shared my own answers to the question. So I'm going to take the opportunity to take a swing at it today and share with you where I'm at in sitting this question in the hopes that maybe hearing my story or the other interviews I've done can take you along this journey with me. It's a question I usually ask the guests on my show. I haven't seen their answers yet. I guess I obviously kind of know what I'm going to say today, but I'll keep it brief. And chances are this will probably be a multi-part version of the episode as I meander through answering it myself. But for the purpose of today, I will ask myself, how are you building your house of wellness? And I'll share a couple notes, what I've sort of jotted down in the last few weeks. I've actually been thinking about this question the last few months, but I think now's a good time as any to share where I'm at. So how am I building my house of wellness? I think first off, what I will share is lately what's been landing for me is balance. Since January, I've sort of turned up the dial on all things work-related and career-related. I'll share a little bit about that in a bit, but it's probably happened to you, but on the back end of that, what I have felt sort of 4 months in is a little bit of burnout. And so lately, last week, I took a vacation. I spent a wonderful week with my mother, who, just by her being present, is calming. She's my mentor, and she's retired. So I lived the retirement life, which is such a different pace and a wonderful pace, and it allowed me to essentially catch my breath. So here I am on the other side of that, feeling more balanced. And it's a reminder to myself to try to find the balance in everyday life, whether it's taking a walk, taking a break, balancing that work and play. Sometimes for me personally, that actually means doing nothing. So I'm sort of an ambivert introvert. For me, it's all about where I spend my energy. So play to me can be a quiet night at home, reading, listening to music, meditating, no music, or taking a walk. Just as it can also mean, you know, as we can now starting to meet up with friends. So play to me and knowing how I define play and how I spend my time can help me balance. Where I'm at in my career has been a really interesting transition because as some of you know, I'm in a bit of a transition phase. I'm in the process of, well, over the past year, retiring my business and slowly moving back to full-time just to channel my energy into doing something new and fresh. And that journey has been really interesting because for me, for the first time in my career, I'm really spending a lot of time figuring out what that is, collaborating with people, making sure that my entry into the workforce, you know, retiring my business and going back to work for an organization, just making sure it's the right fit. And I've never really taken this much time before to do that. And I'm lucky and privileged enough that I have the opportunity to do that. But it has meant some really long and grueling hours of conversations, two steps forward, one step back, realizing something isn't a good fit, realizing something is, but the opportunities may not be around. But all in all, it's been intense, but it's been fruitful. And but I kind of forgot in this exploratory zone I've been in for the past 4 months, I've forgotten to really balance that out because I don't really see it as work. I see it as a fun exploration and kind of future building, but it, like work, with a capital W, is work. And so I'm building my house of wellness these days by building that balance back in between work and play. Another thing I'm doing right now is, and this came up during COVID for me, perhaps like a lot of people, is knowing and being very truthful about what my connection to place is, meaning, am I connected to where I live? Am I connected to my city? Am I connected to my community? And what landed for me last year was a very firm no. And that was hard to stomach because I live in Los Angeles. I know the city well. I've lived here multiple times throughout my career. My best friend lives here. I've got lifelong friends that live here. The weather's great, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing wrong with the neighborhood I'm living in, but I've felt sort of a disconnect. And so what's landed for me in terms of this build your house of wellness piece is, it's scary, but asking the questions, where do I go? Where do I move? And so part of this building your house of wellness is taking time to acknowledge that I need to be in an environment that's more conducive to something that makes my body sing, my energy sing. And that's hard to say goodbye to a city I know and love. But so stay tuned, because right now I'm in pre-planning mode, and all of this is all woven into finding that role and that perfect fit. But I'm looking at the Pacific Northwest and Seattle. It helps that I have friends there and colleagues, but also it's funny, the minute I sort of landed on Seattle and made that decision, it's been popping up everywhere. So part of it for me is when I see signs and symbols, and it's like you can't unsee when things start to kind of affirm to you that you're on the right path. So stay tuned. But my goal this year is to relocate to Seattle. And why I bring that up is because part of this build your house of wellness piece for me is making sure that I have to be connected to place. I've lived in different cities. I've been lucky enough to live in different cities all over the world, and I thought I was connected, and I think I was connected at that time. But what I've learned from my own patterns, which hasn't always been healthy, is I've moved a lot. And I think what's come down to that is knowing when I've outgrown a place, and my hunt for, and I guess acknowledgement for, whether it's subconscious, a connection to place. So it's something I can't ignore, and I guess it matters to me that much that I know I have to do something about it. So maybe you're feeling a little disconnected. Maybe you're hungry for different horizons. I know folks that have done the whole nomad land van. They're cruising around the U.S. now without a physical home because they saw an opportunity. I've heard of folks who've moved back home to be with their parents, to be closer to them during COVID. And I know people who've moved to different countries. So I feel like we're all kind of on the move now, not necessarily work related. So maybe it's something you're wrestling with. It's a very scary thing to realize that you don't have a connection to your place anymore, but just know you're not alone. And if you have the means to try, then as the world opens back up, then go for it. I'd say the last thing that I'll bring up, and then I think I'll close for today, is in terms of answering the question, how are you building your house of wellness? I kind of went through this exercise that you may want to try, but part of it is realizing where I show up strongest and best and most authentically, whether it be with my friends, whether it be in conversation, whether it be just to myself or work. And part of this is that role exploration, figuring out this new chapter and where I can bring my best self. So I did this little exercise, and I'm sure there's a million different versions of it, but if you're interested, I'll kind of walk you through what I did. I grabbed a sheet of paper and I just posed a question. And this was sparked by a phrase I heard the other day. You know, you don't have to do anything, you have to just be. And that phrase can be kind of crazy making, because we all know, like, we can't just sit on a rock. Like, the world requires we we make money, and you know, there are certain realities of this earth that require us to do more than be, if you translate be as just chilling and sitting still. But if you can kind of open your eyes to multiple meanings of that phrase, I think you can understand where I'm going. But what I got from it was, and again, it was something I'm paraphrasing here, it was, you don't have to do anything, you have to just be. It really is about, the way I took it was, it's about the energy you bring by being your best self, and how bringing that energy to your interactions, your relationships, that can actually create the most fruitful existence for yourself. So you perform well at your job, you maybe get promoted, or maybe you attract someone that becomes your spouse, or you show up as best you can for your kids. It's not a new concept, but it was one that I've never really heard in that way. And again, I think the quote was something around, you don't have to do anything, just be. And for me, I struggle with feeling like I have to manifest things, I have to create things. And I guess it's part of running a business, but it's one of the things I want to let go of as soon as I can. This notion of having to create things. So it's rather being and attracting versus creating. And I know there are creators out there, manifestors out there, but this energetic kind of resonated the most with me because being and attracting has always shown up as more authentic versus creating or inventing, which is another modality that might resonate with you. So going back to answering this question, how are you building your house of wellness? This exercise really helped turn some light bulbs on for me. So it might be one for you, and I'll leave you with this. Like I said, grab a sheet of paper and write down where do I show up at my best, my strongest, and communicate with ease. Where do I show up at my best and my strongest and communicate with ease? And I mentioned those three things because to me they're kind of a holistic, well-rounded way you can approach it. For me, I know when I'm communicating with ease, that's kind of where I start. I feel comfortable. And I feel like when I feel comfortable, I make other people feel comfortable. And for me, I feel like that's where I'm at my best and my strongest, because I know when I can make people feel comfortable, that's something I strive to do. And that's where I feel I have my strengths. Another question you can ask is, what are my favorite states of being or modalities of being? And I'll give you a few examples of how I answered it. And the whole point of this is to help you identify when you're in your, some would call it highest vibration. You can just say when you're in your zone, whatever you want to describe it. So some things I jotted down were when I'm listening, when I'm asking thoughtful questions, when I'm connecting the dots and patterns. Something I do is I call it following the breadcrumbs. If something happens, I meet someone or I succeed at something, or like through my business, I've noticed when I land a new client, what I have always called in my brain, follow the breadcrumbs. I actually trace it back. How did this happen? Okay, so and so, I met so and so through this one. And a lot of times I'm just auditing my own referral network, but I do this in all facets of my life. You know, how did I end up buying this product? Or how did I end up booking this trip? And I follow the breadcrumbs. I guess I've always been curious about finding the origin of things, especially when they work out. I don't know. But that I listed as being one of my favorite states of being, is when I'm going back and following those breadcrumbs. A couple of the things I jotted down were, I like naming things. I like noticing signs and symbols. For me, when I notice those, I feel like I'm really connected. A couple other things I wrote down: when I'm in nature, when I'm making a personal connection, especially when it's what I call finding a kindred spirit in a professional setting. That's my favorite, because the sooner I can get anything down to a personal one-on-one connection, especially in a professional setting, I feel like that is my favorite modality, because I feel like I've been able to turn something incredibly structured and formal and give it warmth. I love that. I love when that happens. That can be just sharing a coffee with a CEO, or you know, talking to my doctor and learning that we both like crochet or have cats or whatever. I love those little moments. I think we all do. So those are two exercises that might help you. Another one, if you are really open to it, is to ask, where do I struggle? And to be really honest with it, and then compare, contrast the two. And as you build your house of wellness, these exercises, keep revisiting as I'm going to, might give you an idea of the world, the house that you're trying to build, or maybe you have built, and where it is the most natural and easiest for you to maintain your happiness. So that was a lot. I said I'd keep it brief, but of course I didn't. And I'm kind of glad I meandered. I have the tendency to go back and edit these, but I'm just going to leave this exactly how it was as it came out, because I guess in my own modality, you know, the less I self-edit, the better. And this is me, the true me. So I hope all of you are safe in building your houses of wellness in these trying times. And I hope that my answer to this question helps you give it some thought. And if any of these ideas sparked ideas or questions of your own, drop me an email. I'll put my contact information in the descriptor. You can always find me on social media as well, or the website. And if you have an answer to this question or want to be a guest on my show and answer the question, how are you building your house of wellness, reach out. I'm always looking for guests. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and I hope you're safe and well. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you're interested in learning more about me or the Build Your House of Wellness interview series, or interested in becoming a guest, visit my website at www.strategyforimpact.com/how, or through the link in the descriptor. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next time. Until then, be safe and well.